This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. We are coming up on an exciting time for Farm Bureau when you gather as members to begin the policy development process with your local County Farm Bureau. This is a tradition that many of you have been carrying on for a century now, and we can all be proud of our active grassroots heritage. Our strength comes from our grassroots at Farm Bureau, and this process is living proof. You know better than anyone the impact that policies and regulations coming out of our state capital and our nation's capital have on your individual farm. This is your opportunity to bring those issues to the table so we can all speak with one voice to protect our businesses and way of life. You set the direction for Farm Bureau as you each step outside your fence rows to make a difference for agriculture. Every time I meet with lawmakers and officials, I am proud that I can say our Farm Bureau policies come directly from their farmer constituents. Together, we shape policies that affect not just our farms today, but future farms for generations to come. And we have not shied away from the tough or complex issues either. When big data became a major concern on the farm, threatening our privacy and placing our valuable farm data at risk, our grassroots members stepped forward to begin developing policy to tackle the issue. Since then, we have established broad coalitions and worked with leading agriculture companies to develop privacy guidelines that make it clear just how, when, and where your information is stored and used. Technology is changing the landscape of agriculture, and farmers continue to be on the cutting edge. Your involvement and adoption of new technology like drones has given us the opportunity to work with agencies like the Federal Aviation Administration to be sure you can bring the latest innovation to increase the efficiency of your farm. But our policy directive to shape that work began at a County Farm Bureau meeting. We are eager to hear what you all bring forward for the coming year. Questions are swirling around Washington on how to address innovative technology like lab-grown meat. I expect it's a topic that has come up around your local feed stores as well. While we need to keep exploring innovative ways to feed a booming population, we must also be on the alert to protect our ability to bring healthy, farm-raised meat to consumers' tables. This is something we need to talk about soon, especially as government agencies plan their next steps. This is also a time for you to tackle the challenges you're facing on your farm with the down economy and ongoing trade disruptions. Farm Bureau has been a longtime advocate for trade, and we continue to meet with Congress and administration officials to urge a swift resolution to the trade war, as well as the opening of new markets for agriculture. Farm Bureau is committed to protecting your status as a leader in the global marketplace. As you meet in the coming weeks and share with one another how the trade war is hitting your farms, we are counting on you to share with your county and state leaders what you need to keep your businesses moving forward. Finding a solution for our nation's trade challenges will be difficult, and getting new and improved trade deals could take a long time. As we move forward with our policy development, we need clear and current policy on trade and aid, policy that addresses the crisis at hand and the long battle ahead. At the national level, we will keep taking those messages and stories to Congress and the administration, and we won't ease up until the trade uncertainty is resolved. Together, we can ensure agriculture remains a top priority in trade negotiations. Finally, I want to thank you for taking the time to come together to discuss these tough issues and help strengthen our farming communities. Time is always precious, and even more so on our nation's farms. But I trust that the time you spend planting these policy seeds will yield a fruitful harvest for all of U.S. agriculture for years to come. The Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service officially ends data collection for the 2017 Census of Agriculture on July 31st. Farmers and ranchers, every response is important, even if it's just to say that you are no longer involved in farming. The Census of Agriculture, conducted once every 5 years, provides the only source of comprehensive agricultural data for every state and county in the nation. The stronger the data, the better informed future decisions can be. Each response is a representation of not only your individual farm or ranch, but your industry and community too. NASS is required by law, federal law, Title VII, USC 2204G, Public Law 105-113, to keep all information confidential, to use the data only for statistical purposes, and to only publish data in aggregate form to prevent disclosing the identity of any individual producer or farm operation. Though the deadline for the paper questionnaire has passed, you can still complete the census questionnaire securely online at www.agcensus.usda.gov or by calling toll-free 888-424-7828 through July 31st. Data release is planned for February 2019. The Agriculture Department's July 16th crop progress report revealed 72% of the U.S. corn crop to in good to excellent condition as of the week ending July 15th, down 3 percentage points from the prior week. The good to excellent ratings were slightly below expectations of 74% of the crop in good to excellent conditions, but above the prior year's level of 64% and the five-year average of 70%. The percent of the crop in poor to very poor condition was 9%, up from last week's 7%. However, while crop conditions have declined slightly, 30 out of 45 states currently have corn in good to excellent condition, beating their five-year average. As of July 15th, USDA estimates that 69% of the soybean crop is in good to excellent condition, slightly below analysts' expectations of 70% good to excellent, but 8 percentage points above the prior year's level. Current conditions are slightly higher than the five-year average of 67% good to excellent. The percent of the soybean crop in poor or very poor condition rose 2 percentage points over the last week and now stands at 8%. In 15 out of 31 states, the crop conditions are above the five-year average levels. Kindergarten through fifth grade educators working in schools are encouraged to apply by August 15th for resource kit grants courtesy of sponsor John Deere and the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. John Deere is sponsoring the distribution of 300 kits, each containing one copy of the Foundation's 2018 Book of the Year, John Deere, That's Who, an educator guide and a classroom set of Ag Innovation Ag Mags. Grant winners will be randomly selected from the pool of applicants. Resource kits will be sent to selected teachers in time for National Read a Book Day on September 6th. Apply online at agfoundation.org. Last week, Farm Bureau leaders expressed to Congress the frustration farmers and ranchers are feeling over the current trade climate. Texas Farm Bureau President Russell Boehning, chairman of the AFBF Trade Advisory Committee, told the House Ways and Means Committee that farmers and ranchers depend on free trade. Boehning said farmers rely on trade each and every day to market the products that they work hard to grow. In fact, about 25% of U.S. farm income is derived from selling ag products internationally. Farmers are concerned with the blowback from the administration's decision to place tariffs on our trading partners. The precarious state of the ag economy also factored into Boehning's comments. He said agriculture is bearing the brunt of retaliation at a time when farmers are already facing low commodity prices, some high input costs, and of course, unpredictable weather. Net farm income has dropped 52% in the last 5 years, making it extremely difficult for farmers and ranchers to continue operating. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro's recent comments that the damage this trade war is doing to certain sectors of the U.S. economy, of which we all know includes agriculture, is little more than a rounding error, are out of touch with the pain our farmers and ranchers are experiencing, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a statement. Making farmers and ranchers pawns in this chess game is extremely risky for our nation's agriculture economy and food security. Prices for all of our export-sensitive farm goods have tanked since May when this tariff game started. Farm income was already off by half compared to 4 years ago, with debt levels rising, hardly a strong position for agriculture going into this trade war. This situation will only worsen as combines roll between now and the fall election season. The nation's farmers and ranchers support the broader goal of strengthening our overall economy and trade balance, but not at the risk of long-term irreparable harm to our ag exports and the jobs they create. Farmers and ranchers are looking for reasons to be optimistic about the current trade situation. We need a win. We must wrap up this trade war quickly, complete the negotiations with Mexico and Canada, and open more markets by negotiating deals with Japan, the UK, and other trade partners around the world. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.